Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As it closes its meeting today in Boston, members of the Republican National Committee are chewing on some advice from former Senator Scott Brown. Speaking at a reception at Fenway Park yesterday, Brown called on the party to be more accepting of moderates like himself and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Brown says party infighting hurts its election chances. Massachusetts is not a battleground state, but North Carolina is, and it's a place where moderates might be viewed with a skeptical eye. So, as the GOP finishes up here, we speak this morning with Ferrell Guillory, a former reporter and now a professor of journalism at the University of North Carolina. Professor, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So let me ask you, do you think Brown's advice falls on deaf ears within the party or not?
The party is divided in Washington, but it's especially divided nationally. When you look across the South, it's like an alternative universe in terms of national Republican politics. Nationally, the story is stalemate in Washington, and the party is struggling to present a more moderate face to reach new voters. But in a large swath of the South, the Republican Party controls almost all the governorships, almost all the state legislative bodies. There is no stalemate, and Republicans are passing laws that threaten to restrict voters, and have enacted full-throated Republican conservative agenda. The question is whether the Republican Party is too Southern for its own good.
You say too Southern for its own good, but can't the Republicans build off their base in the South to possibly retake the presidency in the next election after 8 years of Barack Obama and also maybe take control of the Senate? Can't they build off their strength there, or is their strength there just exacerbating problems elsewhere across the country?
Well, the Republican Party needs the South to bolster its national strength, but having the South, having that base, makes the Republican Party less likely to be the moderate party that reaches beyond its base to Latino voters, to black voters outside of the South.
Well, let me ask you about that, because yesterday RNC officials said quite specifically that just 27 or 28% of the Hispanic vote nationally is simply not good enough. And that was the level of Hispanic vote in the last presidential election. But we know Republicans have vowed to focus on enlarging that number. But I take it you see that then as one of the major challenges and maybe an unachievable goal?
Well, Republicans, particularly under George Bush, showed they could attract Latino voters in Texas, for instance. But what's happening right now, particularly in the South, is that the voting day changes, you know, voter ID, other new regulations on voting, threaten to make it more difficult for young people, particularly in college, to vote, and symbolize an effort to tamp down turnout among Democratic-leaning voter groups and enhance the percentage of voters in Republican-leaning groups.
Let me go back to the top, so to speak. Given the Republican Party struggle to attract minority voters, given the internal party infighting, what's the possibility that the party will nominate in the next presidential election cycle a moderate like Chris Christie or someone else who's more moderate as opposed to someone who's quite conservative?
Sitting here in 2013, it's hard to say. It seems the Republican Party is headed toward a struggle over whether it wants to or can nominate a more moderate national candidate like Chris Christie. Just think about it. Some of the earliest primaries will be in the South. A moderate like Christie has to win primaries in the most conservative region of the country. It's not impossible, but it pulls moderates, as it did for Romney, for instance, to take more conservative positions that make it more difficult to run in the general election.
Ferrell Guillory, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
Okay, listen, thanks for calling.